This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Tuesday, November the 26th, 2019. I'm Dave and I'll be your host today. Alex Jones will be joining us with some reports. And of course, up on InfoWars, we have a breaking report that Facebook has secretly built. How about that? Secretly built facial recognition app 4 years ago. Now, we've been telling you that this is happening. We've been telling you for longer than that what is going on with the social media companies that are working hand in glove with the intelligence community. Geospatial intelligence, biometric identification, that is the fastest growing aspect of intelligence, and it is inwardly directed. These agencies that have been used to overthrow governments, to create regime change, coups, and so forth, are now being turned on the American people. The social media giant has now tested, they're telling us that they've taken it out, so you don't have to worry about that, right? A social media giant tested a facial recognition app on its employees using real-time facial recognition. The firm was able to identify a person by pointing a smartphone app at them. The technology was capable of bringing up someone's Facebook profile who had enabled facial recognition on their profiles. I just saw a video last night. I don't know how old it was, but it was a classroom in China. And as the kids walked in, they had a giant screen at the front. And it showed each of their, recognized their faces and put up their IDs. They were so excited. I mean, it's, hey, look at that. I'm somebody. I'm on a TV screen. And, of course, they've been selling this to people. That was the whole basis of social media. You could somehow be a reality TV star. And yet, do you think it's a surprise that an organization that called itself Facebook would be grabbing your face and using that to create a database for facial recognition? And, of course, if they're not, that information can be scraped off by all the different government organizations. I mean, it's absolutely not a problem. It's public. They can scrape that information off and use it themselves. This information was first revealed by Business Insider, who cited anonymous sources who said the app was developed between 2015 and 2016, but, of course, has now been shut down. They're so sorry that you found out. They're not going to be stealing, lying to you anymore, or tracking you everywhere you go. Something that was the old Facebook. The new and improved Facebook will not be doing that, of course. Instead, what they'll be doing is banning all content about vaccine awareness. Yeah, that's the other aspect of that. Mike Adams, Natural News, talking about the fact that you have Monica Bickert, Facebook's vice president for global policy management, said the social media network will reduce the distribution of anything they determine to be false and provide users with authoritative information about vaccinations. What other health information are they going to withhold from us? As Mike Adams asked, is it going to be infanticide, the killing of human infants? Well, that would be hate speech against women. Of course, we've seen that already, right? So here's a conundrum for Facebook. We now have ABC News, one of the checkmark media. You know, they get that checkmark from NewsGuard. Of course, they get I also call them the checkbook media. But one of these big media companies, ABC News, with connections to the Clintons, they still are probably in the good graces of even Buckingham Palace. They're now telling us more polio cases are being caused by virus, by vaccines, than by the wild virus in Africa. What a surprise. We've been telling you this for a long time. And yet now we have ABC News admitting this. This is actually coming out of a report from the World Health Organization, reported by ABC News. Part of the Checkmark Check.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The United States is supposed to be the leader of the free world. But the United States has been failing the test. Big tech in the last 20 years has been given total carte blanche to engage in any type of criminal activity they wish. They're allowed to surveil. They're allowed to sell the data illegally. They're allowed to game systems and inflate viewership or deflate viewership numbers. Any fraud you can imagine, big tech's been involved with it. I remember 15 years ago, major travel sites that came out were tracking users and building profiles, and they thought they could rip you off. They were overcharging you what they would charge other people. The sky is the limit to what these groups have done and will do. Now, as soon as Hillary Clinton lost, I knew what was about to happen. The same thing that was going to happen if she'd won. The globalists were moving forward with their expansion, and they were getting ready with the dying dinosaur media to try to end competition and bring in the next level of censorship. And the pliant mainstream media was basically like a cancer victim about to die at hospice. And big tech was the hospice managers delivering the lethal dosages of morphine. In fact, that's a great analogy. It comes from Mark Zuckerberg. He said, mainstream news, corporate media, network television, the newspapers, they're going to come to us for help, and we're going to hold their hand like a cancer patient at hospice while they die. And so big tech's using the corporate media and its death throes caused by the competition of an open free internet in their final act to shut down their competition and murder what's left of journalism, free speech, and the First Amendment in some vain hope that it will put them back in a power position of being pertinent and mattering again and having power, staying relevant. But that's not going to happen. And so now for the big news. As they complete the takeover of the internet, it's going to expand way past political activity to consumer reviews, consumer reports, and consumer activism. That's always been the big target when they want to bring down free speech. They started out demonizing me heavily about 4 years ago, began the deplatforming 3 years ago, basically completed it about a year ago, but made the whole debate about Alex Jones. And I warned everyone at the time that I was not that important, that this was a trap. Well, now in the final days of 2019, Facebook, Google, Twitter, Apple are all announcing that they will allow no criticism of vaccines or vaccine damage, no coverage of vaccine damage rallies, no coverage of congressional hearings, nothing. Of course, 6 months ago, it was just disinfo, in quotes, and hoaxes they said that they would cover up, that they would block. But now, Mike Adams has a big article up on InfoWars.com and NaturalNews.com that links to all the sources on this. They are openly announcing to the world, that all unauthorized commenting on vaccines, period, will be unauthorized. Remember just 4 months ago, Zuckerberg said, Alex Jones is the highest level of banned. You will not even say his name or his website unless it's in a negative connotation. Turning Facebook into a digital re-education camp. Well, now they've issued guidelines that Mike Adams has linked on the story on the front page of InfoWars.com saying that no unauthorized human opinion, period, will be allowed. And now that they've gotten to this point, it makes perfect sense. That was always the point of AI. That was always the point, is to deliver total control, orthodoxy, and to issue canons that are enforced by our digital overlords. That's why the ADL and other organizations are threatening to have Zuckerberg arrested if he doesn't give them power, because this is the power. This is the Eye of Sauron. This is the One Ring. Here's the headline. Facebook bans all content on vaccine awareness, including facts about vaccine ingredients. Before long, Facebook won't even allow any human opinions at all. Just as we warned would happen, the tech giants are now moving aggressively to ban all speech that contradicts whatever official, that's a quote, position is decided to be the truth by the corrupt establishment. And then it goes on to lay it all out. They are now saying that you're not allowed to put CDC and drug company inserts online that by law come with each container multi-shot vial of the vaccine. We've always been able to checkmate them with that on air, showing you where it says it gives you Guillain-Barre's, neurological disorders, narcolepsy, cancer, kidney failure, type 1 diabetes, just triggers your pancreas to fail. Now they're saying that is not allowed. And the CDC has pulled off their website where they admitted SV40, the cancer virus, was in the vaccines to over 100 million Americans and killed many of those individuals. So again, we have the facts. We have the secret vaccine multi-billion dollar fund set up in the 1980s. We have all the total proof. And so understand, it's not just going to be vaccines. It's going to be nuclear power. It's going to be the arms industry. It's going to be glyphosate and Roundup and Monsanto, because they're all getting their asses handed to them. And so they have a perfect storm of big chemical companies, the banks, all of them now coming in, being able to block any criticism or block coverage of lawsuits or block coverage of what's in the actual ingredients list of their products. This is unbelievably evil and shows you where all this information control is going. So I'm going to hand this back over to David Knight, who's hosting the show live today. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff. I'm being deposed today. I'll be back in the studio later to get more into this. But we must get Congress and the president to act. These companies aren't allowed to block consumer reviews. They aren't allowed to block people telling their own testimonies about how they had convulsions after they took the shots. This is unbelievable. It's prior constraint. It's racketeering between major industries to suppress the public and consumer issues that the public has a right to know about. This is total mafia-level suppression. We all know about Silkwood and things like that covering up radiation. This is well beyond that on a gargantuan scale and is incredibly dangerous. The globalists want to be able to deploy their 5G and all these soft-kill weapons and not have us complain while it's all happening. This is the anti-takeover system. This is the anti-human grid. This is the anti-development system. This is the digital straitjacket being placed over humanity to totally control us. Now back to David Knight and the live broadcast, but this is where it's all leading. This is where it was all planning to go. The war isn't coming. The war is here. We have the ADL saying arrest tech heads that don't submit to them, purge everybody off the internet that doesn't submit. This is This is the evil of our time, and it's the greatest evil ever faced by humanity. Please get the article at InfoWars.com out to everyone you know.
All right, that's Alex Jones. I'm David Knight. I'll be running the show from here. We have other reports from Alex that'll be coming up. We've got other interviews. Eric Peters is going to be joining us in this hour. In the third hour, we're going to be joined by Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower. And it'll be interesting to talk to him because we've just had Twitter blacklisting Project Veritas. And, of course, that's where he went to release the documents that showed that Google was altering the news. As we've talked to him multiple times on InfoWars and on my program. So it's okay for them to change the news, but do not report that. As a matter of fact, why would we be surprised that they would say that we cannot report the contents of the vaccine insert? That's objective science. Well, they're putting a gag on people even talking about gender. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Welcome back. As we're talking about the story that's at the top of InfoWars.com, story from Mike Adams, talking about how Facebook has gone openly said now, they're not going to be doing the shadow banning. This is going to be overt, not covert. And we have been able to see that the effects of these covert bannings, many people have experienced that. But, of course, you know, and that's so 2017. It's 2018 that they overtly banned Alex Jones, InfoWars, and not just Facebook. All of the technocratic elite and all these platforms, and as I've said many times on my show, and you can catch that show 3 hours before this show begins in the mornings, said many times on that show, this is coming from the government. This is coming from DARPA, the people who seek to weaponize information. Look, there is an information war. We've had Hillary Clinton say that. She said it's an information war. We're losing it. We've had people from the military-industrial complex saying that in Senate testimony. We have to silence the cannons on social media. And they did. About 9 months after they said that, they did that. They took off Alex Jones. But then they went after anybody else who pushed back against endless regime change and coups and endless wars. They came after another 800 outlets 2 months later, and now they're telling, as Alex pointed out, they're going beyond individual publishers, individual websites. They're going beyond that to go after a kind of topical censorship. And that's precisely what they're able to do with this. They create a digital marketplace of free speech, essentially a speaker's corner in Hyde Park, if you're familiar with that in the UK. And then they get to the point where they say, well, you know, if you're not there, nobody's going to see you. Everybody goes to these social media platforms. People have to turn away from that and go back to going to individual sites. That's one of the reasons why Drudge came here and warned us that was where this is headed. That is precisely where it's headed. They create a massive public square, and then they say, we own that. We're going to control that. We're going to define what is going to be allowed to be said there. And so as I was saying, at the top of the hour, not only are they going to be expanding this, as Mike Adams points out, to include GMOs, cancer treatments, water fluoridation, politics, elections, abortions, pesticides, nutrition, children's gender, talking about how you're going to talk to children, for example, all of this will be there. And when we look at the very first thing he mentioned, GMOs, we're seeing article after article about human genetic modification and how they seek to use that, offer that as a treatment. And you need to understand that this is not an exact science. We're having a lot of people who are breeding animals who have been warning us about that, cattle breeders and others, saying this CRISPR-Cas9 approach of genetic modification is not a scalpel. It is a chainsaw. It's very crude. It produces unintended effects. It introduces alien DNA, also other types of contamination. And that's just assuming that they know which genes to cut. These are the same people who are telling you that we have a massive amount of junk DNA. That tells me that they haven't figured it all out. And I'm not surprised that they haven't figured it out. They're not God. They're not that smart. They didn't design it. And yet, when we look at this particular case, and I'm really wondering what Facebook is going to do with this, because we've got ABC News, part of the official approved media, reporting from the World Health Organization that, and this just came out last week, partners noted 9 new polio cases caused by the polio vaccine in Nigeria, Congo, Central Africa, Republic, and Angola. Seven countries elsewhere in Africa have had similar outbreaks, and cases have been reported in Asia. Of the two countries where the polio remains endemic, Afghanistan and Pakistan, vaccine-linked cases have been identified. What they're doing is they're giving people live virus in an oral polio vaccine. Now, we have reported this for many years. We said, look, as they're pushing these vaccines into the third world and people are coming in, they're saying, you're giving this disease to our children. Oh, no, that's not polio. That's just a weak polio-like symptoms. That's not polio. Now, they're admitting it. But will Facebook and these other people, will they control that information? As ABC reports, four African countries have reported new cases of polio linked to the oral vaccine as global health numbers show that there are now more children being paralyzed by viruses originating in vaccines than in the wild. And they go on to say, well, it's a highly infectious disease that spreads with contaminated water or food. Maybe that would be the way to control it, do you think? It usually strikes children under five, and about one in 200 infections, they say, results in paralysis. Now, they go on to say to eradicate polio, you have to, and they start to talk about this concept of herd immunity. And really, this has become the herd mentality, because the idea of herd immunity was something that came out long before vaccines. And the problem with vaccines is that they don't convey, if they do convey immunity, it's not lasting immunity. If they don't have any adverse side effects, it still doesn't give you lasting immunity. That's why they're increasing the number of MMR vaccines, shots that they require from one to two. Now they're talking about doing it three times because it is temporary at best. Now, you can't get herd immunity if you have temporary immunity. That's the logical fallacy of what they're selling everybody. But we've seen many other cases where patient zero and these MMR vaccines, it was somebody who had been vaccinated multiple times. And so this is not a new instance. But again, what is Facebook going to do with this? Are they going to cover this up? Are they going to say that's false because it's coming from the Independent Monitoring Board, a group that was set up by the World Health Organization to assess polio eradication? They warned in this report that just broke last week, this month, that the vaccine-derived polio virus is, quote, spreading uncontrolled in West Africa, that it is bursting geographical boundaries and raising fundamental questions. Oh, yes, it is. These are fundamental questions that we've been raising for quite some time. Do you now believe it because of the source? There was also other data out there. I'm surprised that ABC is reporting this. They will bury it, I'm sure. Twitter has blacklisted Project Veritas now from running ads. This is the second aspect of this. And again, we saw the same type of thing happening when they were pushing Obamacare. They had ABC News in the Obama White House, and they were running daily reports telling everybody how Obamacare was going to solve all of our health problems, right, on a daily basis. And the Republicans came back and said, well, we would like to have some equal time to push back on that, to give our side of the story. They said, no, we're not going to give you equal time on ABC. And they said, well, we'd like to buy ads. And they said, no, we're not going to sell you ads. And now that same approach is being used by social media. Twitter, Facebook, Google are all saying they're not going to sell political ads. They're going to purge your ads. They're not going to allow you to have equal access. And then they're going to block you from even paying to put your opinion out there. Take a look at Bloomberg as he says, well, we're not going to delve into the background of other Democrat candidates. We're not going to delve into the background of Michael Bloomberg himself. Oh, we will. We will. If you want to hear about it, you're going to have to tune in here because they are going to completely control everything you see, everything you hear, and they're not going to let you talk about it either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. We are live. Going back to David 9 here in a moment. At the start of the broadcast, you heard me get into an article by Mike Adams. It's posted at naturalnews.com and InfoWars.com. That is of the highest importance in my view, and it breaks down how big tech has now announced that no authorized statements about vaccines will be allowed on Facebook. Other platforms are following suit. This means consumer reports. This means warnings. This means activist groups. This means congressional testimony. This means speeches. Total suppression. This is the holy grail of the chemical companies and others to be able to block consumers reporting on the damages and the things that they have been known to do, and the secret damage fund where they pay out billions of dollars every decade to people that know how to jump through all the hoops who have been damaged or who have lost family members due to their activities. So this is total prior constraint. It's where it's all been going. The system has been testing us for a long, long time, seeing what they can get away with, and because there's been a total capitulation and the decision has been made by Congress and others to just let big tech do whatever they want, they are now organizing and merging with the chemical companies, the drug companies, the munition companies, and others, and really bringing in a technocracy, in their own words, that suppresses all human activity and all human resistance. The people need to come together, regardless if you're liberal or conservative, old or young, black or white, and realize this is a threat to everybody. They made it partisan. They chose me as the test case so that liberals and leftists and others would hungrily go along with this. And it's a nightmare scenario. This is not about Alex Jones. This is about all of us. It's incredibly dangerous. And David Knight, I know, is covering a lot of topics today. He'll be getting into this some more later, obviously. I'm told the Google whistleblowers will be popping back in, Zach Voorhees, and so much more. But this is prior constraint, no human opinion allowed by the AI, unless it's the orthodoxy. And that's what Zuckerberg and others have said. We must start resisting this. We must start speaking out against this. We must, as a population, start valuing freedom again, or we're going to be totally enslaved. People before us fought for freedom. They stood up for it. They were territorial. That's why we had so much freedom in America. Everywhere else, people didn't stand up, and they are slaves, and it's hierarchical systems. And we're going into the final hierarchical system where the globalists believe they're going to merge with machines and have the 2.0 new human, and the old Homo sapiens is going to fade in the past. This is their authoritarian vision. This is not a science fiction dystopia. This is life as we enter the year 2020. And InfoWars is pushing and promoting a pro-human future. That's why your prayer and your support is beyond paramount. We are literally neck and neck with the enemy, being able to stay on the air for more than a year. I'm already spending reserves and already not reordering some product into the future to be able to fund ourselves. We are into our reserve tank and need your financial support and need you to step up now. We finally have the official Black Friday sales here. We have Black Friday comes early, but this is even bigger. Triple Patriot points, 15 points to your next order for the first time ever. Free shipping. 50% off DNA Force Plus, our flagship product with the PQQ and CoQ10 that everybody should have, and a free bottle of Brain Force Plus when you get the DNA Force Plus at 50% off with the free shipping, Triple Patriot points. So everything must go. This is how we're funding our operation, plus these are products you really need. The krill oil everybody loves, it's so amazing, it's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and so much more. But whatever you do, realize this sale has to end by early next week because a lot of these products are selling out. A lot of the products like Vaso Beats have come back in. Just realize that we're all in this together, and funding InfoWars is critical. The enemy knows that for their plan to succeed, they need InfoWars off the air. You understand, for us to succeed, have a pro-human future, we need to stay on air. So let's all hang together. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action. Now back to David Knight.
All right, that's Alex Jones, and I'm David Knight. Again, typically you can find me 3 hours before this program on this same InfoWars network. But understand, folks, that they have moved their censorship, their control, from InfoWars to everyone. And we've seen just in the last 24 hours, we've seen Project Veritas as well as Andy Ngo get hit with censorship claims over absolutely nothing. Just things that these people who run these platforms that they were enabled to establish, that they've now taken over the public square, they say, we own it. And it's amazing to me to see how many conservatives and libertarians will come out and say, that's right, they want it. They own it. They own it. They won the competition and they own it. No, the purpose of government. The purpose of government is to protect our rights. And they no more are allowed to steal our public square than they are allowed to steal your home or your car. Or just walk in and say, well, you know, I'm John D. Rockefeller, or I'm Jeff Bezos, or I'm Bill Gates, or I'm Jack Dorsey, and I'm taking your car. No, we don't have that kind of a system. We should have a rule of law, and we had that type of a system back in 1946. They said, well, even if the public square is privately owned, we're not going to allow them to shut down free speech. But now they're doing it. And they're doing it at the behest of the government. So we've seen this control system go from InfoWars to everybody. We've seen it go from politics to everything. I mean, it's going to, as we pointed out, it's going to health, it's going to morality, it's going to religion, anything that they seek to change or anything they seek to control. And let me tell you, it's also going to be going from cyberspace, from the internet, to physical space. These same companies are laying down the infrastructure that's going to be used to create smart cities. They're laying down the infrastructure for what is essentially, one author has called it, the Google Archipelago. It will be an open-air prison, a gulag itself. And they're not going to stop until they control everything. And one of the primary basis on which they sell this to everybody, of course, the smart cities are sold to us all as a way to protect the environment. And they're wringing their hands on USA Today, saying that carbon dioxide has now reached a record high in the Earth's atmosphere. There is no sign of a slowdown, let alone a decline in greenhouse gas concentration, despite all the commitments under the Paris Agreement. To which I ask then, well, why aren't we seeing that same thing happening to the temperatures, right? Didn't we have the hockey stick that was predicated on the link between a rise in greenhouse gases and CO2 and a rise in temperature? Wasn't that everything, the inconvenient truth that Al Gore was selling everybody 20 years ago? Selling that hockey stick invention from Michael Mann? So if we've got record carbon dioxide and they're wringing their hands about this, then where is the problem? It hasn't correlated to a record increase in temperature. We've had, as a matter of fact, the Express is saying this is the coldest winter in 100 years in the UK. UK snow forecast as a three-month sub-zero freeze hits Britain. Nevertheless, you have the same guy, Michael Mann, is now engaged in a harassment lawsuit to shut down free speech and shut down debate about science, because that's one of the other aspects of it. It's not just science as far as health issues go, but it's also the so-called science behind their agenda. It is the universal justification for government controlling everything. It is the justification for world government. You know, these people always bring in government or add new taxes in order to address a problem. And so they have to have a global problem. No global problem? Well, you invent one, quite frankly, which is what we're talking about. You talk about them wringing their hands about, well, nobody is, despite all the commitments to the Paris Climate Agreement, I've reported on my program how in India they're having to hook themselves up to oxygen bars because the air is so bad. In China, they're actually buying canned air from Switzerland. Why is this happening? Well, because these agreements that people have had, these commitments that they've had under the Paris Climate Accord, don't affect India or China at all. They're allowed to build the dirtiest power plants they want, unrestricted in quantity. And so you want to tell me this is a global problem? You want to tell me that the increase, the record increase in greenhouse gases? Yeah, they want to hide the fact that the temperature has actually declined. That was called Climate Gate. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Eric Peters. You can find him at epautos.com. And I wanted to get Eric Peters on because I wanted to talk about this reveal of the Cybertruck that Elon Musk did last week. I loved the headline from Zero Hedge. They called it Balls of Steel. And they were not just referring to Elon Musk's hubris. I think that is spell it S-T-E-A-L, because Eric Peters has written many times about the business model of Elon Musk. He is the king of crony capitalism, and he has, I don't know what the count is. We'll get the update from Eric Peters, but years ago it was worked out by the L.A. Times and others that he'd gotten $4 or $5 billion in terms of subsidy. You know, I don't really care about what kind of cars people drive unless they tell me that I don't have a choice, unless they fund their business by taxing their competitors and have that money turned over to them. So joining us now is Eric Peters. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Oh, you bet. Great to be back, as always, David. And by the way, watching that reveal, I felt like I had been transported back to 1978 and was watching a promo for the new TV series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
Well, I had a lot of people that I saw were talking about how it looked like a he had gotten a design or had designed it on a Nintendo 64 system.
Yeah, remember back in those days when they didn't have a lot of money for special effects, they would cut up sheets of cardboard and glue them together. I mean, that's what the thing looks like. It's astonishing to me. And the fact that they were able to roll that thing out and the audience didn't just fall out of their chairs laughing.
I know. That was my reaction. I'm sure it was yours as well. And I told my family, I said, can you imagine the designers at Ferrari who seemed to always be able to crank out wonderful looking designs? Can you imagine them just banging their heads against the wall?
I think the joke is on us. I think at this point, Elon is laughing at the public. Like,
exactly.
Will they not swallow?
Well, I think the only thing that was more ridiculous than the appearance of it, the crude appearance of it, a lot of people suggested that perhaps they designed it that way because he chose to do it in steel, you know, like a DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
Except the problem is that it looks more like a Pontiac Aztec, doesn't it?
Without the virtues of the Aztec. The Aztec was actually a pretty practical and affordable vehicle. And by the way, speaking of the
Walter White liked
thing,
it. Heisenberg,
well, yeah,
right? He should have called it Heisenberg, right?
Do you remember the DeLorean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, you know, John Z had that idea, too. Hey, let's eliminate the paint. That way you'll never have to worry about the paint fading. We'll just cast the body in stainless steel.
Yeah.
Not realizing that stainless steel, when it's exposed to the elements, tarnishes.
Uh-huh.
And tarnished stainless steel, think about how hard it is to polish a spoon in the house.
Yeah, I remember when they were selling it and people were talking about how difficult it was to get the handprints mm-hmm. off of it and so forth. That was one of the things that was making it difficult for them to sell it. But as ridiculous and as humorous as the design is, then it took a turn as he said, well, you know, this is kind of some kind of a, you know, post-apocalyptic urban assault vehicle that he's designed here. And so they show his head designer throws a metal ball at the window. And we all know what happened by now because it's gone viral on the Internet. It breaks. And we hear this explicative that we will not repeat from Elon Musk. And he goes, oh, well, let's try it again. And so he does it again. And the other window breaks.
But isn't that a literal manifestation of the whole problem? You know, the guy, it's serial lying. And here he's caught in yet another lie. He touts that the thing has shatterproof glass that can absorb the impact of a ball, and it smashes right in front of the whole audience, and
mm-hmm.
again, nobody seems to care.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. I saw people making excuses for it. It's like, he designed that to stop a 9mm bullet. And it's like, okay, well, let's see them do another demonstration with him sitting inside the thing and somebody shooting a bullet.
Have you ever watched an interview with somebody who is a member of a religious cult defending the cult leader?
Yeah, I know. That's what you see on social media now, isn't it?
Yeah, and the genius that Elon Musk, I'm going to give the guy his due. He has managed to shift the debate away from affordability and practicality onto all of these nonsensical considerations. How quick it is. Oh, great. It can, you know, it's faster supposedly than a Porsche 911. Well, so is an F-18 hurled off the flight deck of an aircraft carrier, right?
Yeah, exactly. But you can't take your F-16 to work every day. Of course, they don't want you traveling. They don't want you to have mobility, and that's the whole issue behind this.
And you know what? Bob Lutz, I'm sure you're familiar with Bob Lutz. He was an aviator, and he actually owned, I think he owned an F-18. I know he owned a MiG. But, you know, he bought it with his own money. And so I don't have any problem with anybody buying an electric car or a MiG or if they want to buy a battleship, whatever they want to do with it. Just don't have the effrontery to tell me that it's practical and then I'm supposed to help you buy it.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is that as they are talking about how anybody that makes a choice other than their choice needs to be banned, they are taking money from the people who make other choices and using it to subsidize this. And I've said from the very beginning, my biggest beef with Elon Musk, besides the fact that he's using the lie of climate change as a business model to get subsidized, the other part of this is all of this talk about autopilot. We know where that is headed, but we know that they're setting up a control system. You know, Agenda 21 became the UN 2030 Agenda for Smart Cities, and the underlying technology of that is 5G. They say, well, we've got to have 5G so we can drive the cars around from our centralized location. And, of course, Elon Musk is putting up tens of thousands of satellites to beam 5G back at us, and people ought to have a problem with that. There's a lot of problems with that, health issues that people are concerned about, as well as of course, wait for it, privacy, surveillance, and mobility. All of those things are under attack. And so all this stuff comes together in this one guy. But he is the PR guy. He is the P.T. Barnum for this agenda.
Well, he is, and I think it's and I've mulled this over for many years, and I used to wonder, how can it be that this guy can go on and on and on and lose money consistently, even as much money as he takes in from all of his various scams, and maintain his operations? How is it that the media is so overwhelmingly complicit in peddling his lies and never holding him accountable for anything? And my theory is that Elon Musk's job was to normalize the electric car in the first place, and then to sex it up, to shift the discussion away from affordability and practicality, which the EV can't compete on those criteria, and to talk up about how quick it is and how sexy it is and how many gadgets it has.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just the press protecting him, but take a look at the SEC, for example. I mean, he carelessly put out tweets, and then he came back and said, oh, it was a joke. But you had a lot of people who lost a lot of money off of that.
Oh, sure.
And people have gone to jail for less than that. And,
yeah,
and of course,
was,
the SEC looked
at it. If he'd done what he did, would have been frog marched before a federal grand jury, and that would have been the end of it. He would have put into a dark hole for a very long time.
That's right. And so that tells you right there how vital he, what a vital function he performs for the establishment that is selling us this UN 2030 agenda for smart cities. You know, he's out there setting up the infrastructure of 5Gs, and yet at the same time, many people see him as a whistleblower for all of this. No, he is actually normalizing it. He's moving the Overton window. He's telling everybody, look, this is coming, get used to it, essentially.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's being pushed from the top down, and that's the subtext of maliciousness behind all of this. The refusal to discuss the affordability factor, for example, the idea that somehow the mass public, the average guy, is going to absorb an increase in the cost of driving on the order of 30-50%. That's what we're talking about with these electric cars. What it means is that people, average people, are going to be pushed out of a personal car by electric cars.
That's right.
And pushed into some form of government-controlled, corporate-controlled transportation.
And that is the design. You know, when we talk about autonomous cars, we're not talking about, that's what we have now. We have cars that are autonomous. We have cars that are not autonomous. You know, we can drive around privately in it. No, they want a form of transportation where they can follow you and everything that you do, and where they can centrally control your car. It's not going to be autonomous at all. It's going to be centrally controlled.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how they control the verbiage, how they've manipulated the language, exactly as you've just described, to take something that is the farthest thing from being autonomous and characterize it as that.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things you talk about, the verbiage that they use with this, calling it a Cybertruck, and I've been talking about how Elon Musk, how Google, and these other people are very intent on setting up, moving out of cyberspace to control physical space. You know, Google's got their sidewalk labs. That's what they call their experimental project in Toronto. But, of course, they're working on setting up other prototype experiments in Detroit and Denver and Alameda, California, and so forth. They want corporate ownership of the town. And we know how that's going to look because we can see what they're doing to free speech in the cyberspace that they're controlling. But I think it's also interesting that he would call it the Cybertruck, because these people are all moving from the cyberspace areas that they control now. They've exerted their control. They're moving from cyberspace into physical space.
That's right. And as we have talked about many times in the past, this is not an organic, market-driven movement. This is being pushed hard from on high on a population that generally doesn't want it.
Yeah.
There is an impression that's been created by the media of EV inevitability, of EVs being everywhere. But in fact, electric cars only constitute about 1% of the market. And all
that's right,
all
even
of
with
that,
massive subsidies. And of course, if the Democrats win, they're going to do more of that. Eric Peters, epautos.com. Thank you so much, Eric.
Oh, thank
we'll be right
you.
Back. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.